ॐ हरिः वां तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः विभूतियोगो नाम दशमोऽध्यायः मृत्युः सर्वहरश्चाहम् उद्भवश्च भविष्यताम् मृत्युः सर्वहरश्चाहम् उद्भवश्च भविष्यताम् कीर्तिश्रीर्वाक् च नारीणाम् स्मृतिर्मेधा धृतिः क्षमा स्मृतिर्मेधा धृतिः क्षमा डॉक्टर प्लीज इन्फॉर्म अदर प्लॉटर बिकॉज सो हियर इन भगवान कंटिन्यूस हिज narrating his narration of glories, and he says sarvaharaha. Sarvaharaha means sarvam harati iti sarvaharaha. Actually, once the life is grabbed, everything becomes grabbed. Therefore pranaharaha is said to be sarvaharaha. You know, the worst of the thieves is the one who grabs your life. The grabber of life, one who snatches away your life, is said to be the snatcher of everything. Therefore, you know, who is Sarvaharaha? Lord Death. Sarvaharaha means grab, one who snatches away everything. And he snatches the very life. When the life is snatched, everything becomes snatched. That's why he is said to be Sarvaharaha. And Sarvaharaha Mrityuhu, the Lord of Death, Bhagavan says, among all those people who grab things, I am the Mrityuhu, time factor, which grabs the very life, which is as good as grabbing everything else. So Sarvaharaha Mrityuhu Aham. That is why death also, even though death for us is not acceptable for us, because death makes us feel very emotionally shattered, as though we have lost something. Really speaking, death is nothing but one of the very natural changes that happens in life. Birth is very natural, growth is very natural, sixfold modifications are very natural. So there's no such a thing called death, total destruction. Death is one of the sixfold changes. They're known as Shad Bhava Vikaraha. Shad Bhava Vikaraha, which are inevitable, unavoidable, very natural changes. So here, death is very natural. Even though we mourn, we very sad and all, in fact, a mature individual should learn to understand the death, then learn to accept it, like how we accept any fact in science. Once you understand, you accept it, we don't retaliate and rebel against it, because this maturity is acceptance of fact is maturity. That is why after death, in all over India, we have something called 13th day and 16th day we do, which is called Antyayishti. Antyayishti means the final ritual done for the person's refinement. The person's mental refinement, final ritual is done, is called Antyayishti Puja. Antyayishti means the final ritual. Antyayishti, it's called Antyayishti. In Sri Lanka, they do it on 31st day. But in South India, we do it on 13th day and also on 16th day. So 16th day is taken to be the Shubha Svikarana Dinam. Shubha Svikaranam means accepting the death as an auspicious event. For 12 days, we are allowed to mourn. And then 30th day, no more mourning, no more crying. You must get up and you must do your life. Get along with your life. It's a practical thing also. It was called a Shubha Svikarana Dinam, where we accept death as the Shubham, an auspicious thing. Therefore, it's good for everything. The Bhagavan says, I am the Mrityuhu, the one who snatches away life, which is as well as snatching away everything. Lord Death, Mrityuharaha, Mrityuhu Sarvaha, Sarvaharaha, Panaharaha, Aham, Sarvaharaha Cha, Aham. Then, Bhavishyatam Udbhavaha Cha, Bhavishyatam Udbhavaha. Similarly, Udbhavaha, not only I am the death, also Udbhavaha, I am the very source, origin of the, what is going to come in future? Bhavishyatam, of I am the very origin, source of everything that is going to come in future. Bhavishyat means anything which is going to come in future. For that, I am the very source. Nothing can come anywhere else. Everything has to come from me only. What is going to come in future also, it has to come from me, because I am the very origin, I am the very source. Bhavishyatam aham udbhavaha. So, remover of what is, and I am the source of what is going to come. That's what he wants to say. He says then, aham narinam kirtihi shrihi vak. So, aham kirtihi, aham shrihi, aham vak. Among men, narinam means among men, sorry, women. Nari means a woman. Narinam, among women, I am three factors. Actually, it is very interesting to know here. You know, what are these three factors? Kirtihi means fame. Shrihi means wealth, prosperity. Vak means speech. Fame, wealth and speech. So among women, I am these three. What does it mean? Actually, very important question to understand. Shankaracharya writes in his commentary, Bhavi Kalyananam Utpattisthanam. Bhavi Kalyananam Utpattisthanam. Which means, I am the source, I am the cause, I am the womb, I am the origin of everything which is going to come. That is Bhavishyatam. Aham Udbhavaha Bhavishyatam. Then now afterwards, the next thing he says, Kirtihi Shrihi Vak Narinam. So Nari literally means woman, but here we should take it as female devatas. Female devatas. Nari literally, we should not take it as any woman in general. Literally, the word Nari means woman, but here three female devatas are taken. Why? Because in Vedic tradition, the female devatas are the preceding over many things. Female devatas means what? Devatas only, but they're feminine gender words. Devatas preside over many things. So, Mahalakshmi. Mahalakshmi is the female devata presiding over wealth. So, Shrihi. Bhagavan says, I am Shrihi. I am the goddess of Lakshmi presiding over wealth. So among all the devatas, I am three important devatas. Who are they? He first says, Shrihi. I am the goddess of wealth, presiding over wealth. Shrihi. Then, Vak means speech, which stands for, word stands for knowledge. Therefore, I am the Saraswati Devi, presiding over knowledge. Vak. Vak stands for knowledge. Shrihi stands for all forms of wealth. Therefore, I am the Saraswati Devi presiding over Vak, which is knowledge. Then I am Kirtihi means fame. I am which is actually the Kirtihi here is implies power also, Shakti also. Therefore, I am the Parvati Devi presiding over power, which means also fame. So I'm the Adhishtana Devatas. Why we have these female Devatas like this? There's no female and male. Well, we have Devatas here. Because, so Kirtihi stands for Parvati. Shihi stands for Lakshmi. Vak stands for Saraswati. Bhagavan says, I am among these women, I am the presiding Devatas of Kirtihi, Devatas of fame for Parvati, the Shakti, presiding Devata of wealth, Lakshmi and Mahalakshmi, and the presiding Devata of knowledge, Saraswati, Shri, Vak. So the presiding Devata is otherwise called Adhishtana Devata. So everything, every phenomenon in this universe has an Adhishtana Devata. We have these Adhishtana Devatas because if you take anything in this creation, everything which exists as part of the creation definitely is governed by natural, universal, natural, moral law and order, which means the whole creation is determined, governed by the natural laws of creation. So whether it is earth or space or air or water, every element, every phenomenon here is governed by certain natural laws of creation. So because of those laws alone, we can understand why everything is functioning the way it is functioning. Why the sun is the way it is, why the moon is the way it is, why the stars are the way they are, why every plant is the way it is, why it is moving in its own orbit. If you understand why it is the way it is, that's called, it involves certain law of creation. So everything which exists part of the universe actually is governed by certain inexplicable laws of the creation. All those laws are seen as Bhagavan, the one and the universal natural moral law and order, because within which all the laws are manifest. Therefore, there's a law of karma, the natural laws of creation governing the creation. The laws are effective, that they're functioning. And laws in place, everything in this universe is governed by the laws of nature means, the creation means. The laws themselves cannot be there by themselves. The laws are backed by knowledge. You mean there's an intelligence, the knowledge principle, you know, which is backing and governing those laws. That is why we see, understand here, any law governing any natural phenomenon functions in perfect order. Functions, everything is in perfect order. Perfect order, because when there is the governing principle, when there is an intelligent governing principle backing that order, then everything functions also. If opposed to any law, every law definitely functions properly, perfectly, which means the perfection in function itself is the proof that there is a governing principle in the form of intelligence behind that order. That is an amazing thing which Shastra makes us understand. Therefore, who's governing these laws? There is knowledge backing intelligence principle, the knowledge principle backing this order. We only understand this order and functioning only with reference to the living, non-living beings. It's easy to understand the functions and the order backing the involved in the functions and the knowledge being manifest and backing the order. But even in non-living things, every non-living thing also, we do not look at anything as a non-living thing in Vedanta Shastram. Everything is looked upon as manifestation of knowledge, Ishvara. Then everything is the way it is because there is an order. And that order is what actually law of creation and backed by an intelligent principle in the form of Bhagavan, the knowledge. Therefore, and those, that law is Bhagavan for us. Law also is Bhagavan. So when we connect all of them, connect all these things, the perfect order, the law backing the law governing the function and the order and knowledge, intelligent principle, everything, we can say, together we can say that every phenomenon in this universe is governed by its own respective Adhishtana Devata. So Bhumi has got Bhumi Devata. Water has got Jala Devata. Prithvi, you know, we can say for everything you can have get that Devata. The Devata, who is the Devata? Every phenomenon is governed by its own Adhishtana Devata. Means that Adhishtana Devata, we say the knowledge, the intelligent principle, and the order which is backed by the intelligent principle, and the order, the in keeping with it, which order the function that is happening. We look at all of those things as Devata. Together call it Devata. Which means every phenomenon has a Devata backing it. So it is typically like how whether we, when people discover later on, anything is discovered. And the discovery of anything is what? They find out the how it functions. How the television functions or telephone functions or how anything, any new discovery in science, they understand how the functions means they found out the in order. That's all. Discovering the order is discovering how it anything functions. That's what even any doctor does. They discover the order and they understand how it functions and they're able to correct when there something goes wrong with any of the organs. So here also, so every Devata is looked upon as one order of Ishvara or one aspect of Bhagavan the whole. One aspect of Bhagavan the whole, one of the many aspects or one of the facet of Bhagavan, who is the total consciousness or total knowledge. Therefore, here we have Kirtihi, the fame. So this fame also, we can say, even the fame, say, what is fame? Well, for us, fame is something very, oh, somebody does something, becomes famous. No. The fame also is governed by certain order. And there is intelligent principle backing that order. Similarly, that deity presiding over the principle of fame, the deity presiding over the presiding over this fame is called Kirti Devata, Kirtihi. Kirtihi means just the fame. So I said Parvati. So here we can say the Parvati. Like that here also we have Kirti itself is a Devata. Similarly, Vak Devata. Generally, we say Sarvasti, Parvati, Lakshmi, but here especially we can take Vak, especially Vak Devata. So the deity presiding over this speech, Vak Devata. So Smritihi. Smritihi. Smritihi means memory here. Yes, so Smritihi Medha Dhritihi Kshama. Narinam Kirtihi Shrihi Vak Smritihi Medha Dhritihi Kshama. All these are devatas in feminine gender words only. So we say, how we simply say that these three specifically we know, Lakshmi, Saraswati and Parvati, but here separately we take. If every phenomenon has, is the way, every phenomenon involves an order and backed by intelligent principle means, and that is called Devata. So we say Kirtihi, Kirti Devata is the presiding deity of the phenomenon called a fame. I am Kirtihi, he says. Similarly, Vak Devata, who presides over the Vak. Then Smritihi. Smritihi is actually memory. And then memory again is another, is a function, it's a faculty. Faculty. So which also is associated with the system of neurology and with, which involves many laws, which is again backed by intelligence. Everywhere intelligence is backing the order. That without intelligence backing, without knowledge backing, there cannot be an order. Without the order, there cannot be a function associated with any phenomenon. And there's no phenomenon which exists which without backed by, without involving the law of creation. Everything which comes into existence is governed by certain law of creation. That is amazing, which we must be able to appreciate. That is why for us, even this is Smriti, he is a Devata. Okay, now we say Medha. Of course, Medha Shakti, we know the Medha also is a good power of intellection itself. Good power of intellection itself is Medha. And you know, Grahana Dharana Shakti, etc. And we all chant every day Medha Suktam, and then we have chant other slokas, mantras also. So, that is Medha Shakti. Even that, the power of being intelligent, the power which enables the intellect, the way it functions, there is an order. That Medha Shakti. So the preceding deity of the Medha Shakti, then Dhritihi. So Dhritihi actually means resolve, fortitude, perseverance. In fact, we can say Dhritihi is actually willpower. Willpower also is Dhritihi. So the willpower is specifically, only a human being is specifically blessed with this, not any other being in the world, especially human being. Therefore, this is something to be used by it's okay. I'll see you tomorrow. So here, get Dhritihi. So perseverance. So it is, you can say the willpower, at the same time, the capacity to continue to make efforts until one accomplishes one's end. Without the perseverance, without Dhritihi, the continuous effort is not possible if a person happens to fail in accomplishing in his efforts, in achieving something. And that Dhritihi is also, Bhagavan says, the preceding deity of Dhritihi, Aham Dhritihi. So all these female devatas means all these words are in feminine gender. Okay. And here the laws, you can understand. There's certain phenomena for which there are the laws governing those phenomena, and because they are associated with the law of creation, and all of them are feminine gender words, gender. And Krishna says, I am those devatas, levatas among women, he says. So dhritihi, even for dhritihi, there is a devata. So I am those devatas. I am the... So dhritihi, medha, we can say all these devatas are associated with mind. You know, the faculty of mind. Now, kshama. Kshama again, has many... Kshama means patience, forbearance, tolerance, endurance. So, the kshama, that's why earth is called, Mother Earth is called kshama. And she has tolerance. Mother Earth is called kshamavati. So, we have here kshama. So, Bhagavan says, so something, a phenomenon called kshama, it is there. And that cannot exist in the world if it is not governed by a given law of creation. So every phenomenon, subtle or gross, everything which is there is governed by a law of creation. And that law is backed by intelligence. Therefore, we look at it as devata. That is why it's called devata. And here Bhagavan says, Aham Kshama. Kshama is also feminine gender word. Aham Kshama. So all these are important things in life. Kirtihi, Shrihi, Vak, Smritihi, Medha, Dhritihi, Kshama. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, 7 of these aspects, which are all phenomena, subtle phenomena, and all of them are existing as part of this universe. In subtle, which has been understood, and even they are governed by the laws of creation, which means they are backed by knowledge, the intelligence principle. Therefore, Krishna says, I am those, all those factors, okay, which are said to be having presiding devatas. Okay. Now we move on to the next one. Brihat Samatatha Samnam Gayatri Chanda Samaham Masana Margasir Shoham Rutunam Kusumakaraha Brihat Samatatha Samnam Gayatri Chanda Samaham Masana Margasir Shoham Rutunam Kusumakaraha. Now he says, Samnam Aham Brihat Sama, Chandasam Aham Gayatri, Masanam Aham Margaseshaha, Rutunam Aham Kusumakaraha. So he says, Samnam means Saman is a Nakaranta Shabdha. Saman. So Samnam is a positive plural form. Samnam means of all Sama mantras. It's a positive case. You can take it in the sense of locative case also. Samnam of all the Sama mantras among in the entire Sama Veda. The entire Sama Veda consisting of Sama mantras. He says, Aham Brihat Sama. Aham Brihat Sama means, okay, the Brihat Sama is one specific group of mantras belong to a class of Shruti Veda mantra. Brihat Sama is one class of Shruti, particular Shruti group of mantras among the Veda mantras, Sama mantras, he says, among Brihat Sama, it's called Big Sama. Okay, Brihat Sama. Which means, Brihat Sama means a mantras, Sama Veda mantras, one particular mantra of Sama Veda is called Brihat Sama, which is a class of that particular group. Any Sama Mantra by itself can be called Brihat Sama. But here, one particular Brihat Sama is said to be, he mentioned by Krishna as Brihat Sama Mantra. And why Krishna says, I am Brihat Sama Mantra? Any Sama Mantra is called Brihat Sama Mantra only. Every one single mantra of Sama Veda can be called Brihat Sama Mantra. But what Krishna specifically says here, which means, there is a one particular mantra, a particular class, okay, of Veda, is said to be, actually it is said to be the most auspicious of the Sama Mantras. And that particular mantra begins auho tvam iti havamahe. What does it mean? Auho e tvam iti havamahe is the mantra. We don't need to know the meaning. I'm just telling you. It means actually this mantra is said to be the most auspicious mantra of the Sama Veda. Sama mantras, because it glorifies the Lord. The mantra consists of the glorification, praise of Bhagavan. What can a mantra praise? How can a mantra praise the Bhagavan? In this mantra, Bhagavan is praised as the great Lord. The great Lord is praised as the great Lord. Great Lord is praised as the great Lord in this mantra. Therefore, this mantra is called, glorious mantra, which is Brihat Sama. Okay. The mantra is a very tiny one small line. Okay. Only small line or a very, very small mantra. It will not take very long to recite the mantra. Okay, it won't take even 1 or 2 minutes to chant the mantra. A small mantra, but what the greatness about mantra is, it consists of the glorification of Bhagavan, where Bhagavan is said to be the great Lord. A great mantra appreciating Bhagavan as the great Lord. Therefore, it is called Brihat Sama. Brihat Sama. So, Krishna says, Aham Brihat Sama Mantra. Okay. Then next is, Gayatri Chandasam Aham. So, Chandas means meter. Chandasam, among all the meters, I'm Gayatri. The Gayatri is one of the many meters. And it's a very specific, the very word tells you, Gayantam Trayate Iti Gayatri. Gayan means reciter. Gayantam, objective case, the one who resides, Gayantam, Trayate protects. The meter itself, any mantra contained in that particular meter, is capable of protecting the one who resides. Therefore, it is called Gayatri, the protector of the reciter. That is the meaning. Protector of the reciter is the name of the meter, Gayatri. And Gayatri meter consisting of three padas. Three padas mean three quarters. And three quarters, and each quarter should be consisting of 8 syllables. So, 24 syllables. A meter consisting of three padas, three quarters, and each quarter consisting of 8 syllables, totally it must consist of 24 syllables. That's called Gayatri meter. So Krishna says, I'm Gayatri. There's so many meters are there. Among them, Gayatri is very well known meter. And in fact, the popular Surya mantra, Savitri mantra, where sun is invoked, the Savitri mantra is not even known as Savitri mantra. It is known as Gayatri mantra because the name of the meter is so well known, very popular, that no, mantra is not known by the devata, mantra is known by the meter. Usually, how do you call? A mantra should be known after the devata who is invoked. But this one particular mantra, it is not known after the devata invoked, Surya Bhagavan. It is known after the name of the meter of the mantra. Right? That Om Bhurbhuva Suvaha. That one. Okay? That mantra is Surya Gayatri, Savitri mantra and Gayatri meter. Then why mantra is known after the meter, not after the devata invoked means, I'm imagine, very well known, popular meter. So Krishna says, Aham Chandasam, Aham Gayatri. I am among all the Samamantas, I am Brihat Sama. Okay. Now, then Aham Rutunam Kusumakaraha. Kusumakaraha means spring season. So Masana Margaseshaha Aham. Masaha, the 12 months. In Vedic calendar, we have Margasirshaha is the name of a month. I think people in Indian people may know. It comes somewhere, sometime between, I think, December 15th, March, January 15th, like that. Okay, that time. That particular month is called Margasirsha Masaha. Masaha is a month. Of 12 months, Amri Margasirshaha. Then Ritu Nam Kusumakaraha. So Kusumakaraha means spring season. Kusumam means flower. Kusumakaraha means spring season when all the flowers bloom. Spring season. So, Rituhu means season. Of all the seasons, aham, spring season, Kusumakaraha. Kusumam, flower. There were many flowers bloom in that season. Therefore, we all love spring because everywhere colorful, fresh flowers, fresh sprigs, everything comes. Bhagavan says, I am the Kusumakaraha. And the spring season. So, Margasirshaha is a, in Tamil we call it Margari Masam. Margari in Sanskritam. Tamil is Margasirshaha in Sanskritam. This comes, if you want to know the English date, mid-December to mid-January. That time is called Margasirshaha. In Margasirsha month in whole of India, which is especially South India, we will not have any marriages, we will not have any programs. The whole month, every day, morning, people will be in the temple at 4 o'clock. 4, 5 o'clock, they'll be in the temple, 5 a.m. They must get up very early and go there. And then otherwise, at least they'll be worshipping at home at least. There'll be puja. They must have got ready, they must have had showered, they must be doing puja. That month exclusive for pujas. In Vaishnavites chant Thiru, in Tamil Nadu, again they said the Thiruvembave, Thiruppave, definitely they will be in the temple with chanting. Vaishnavites chant Thiruppave, Saivites chant Thiruvembave, and we chant both. What I want to say, that month specifically for Devata, people spend exclusively for praying and worshipping. And every day, all 30 days, lot of pujas, everything. Because that is the time Sankranti also comes. Immediately after that, end of that month, Sankranti comes. Because then sun will start moving towards other direction. Therefore, Sankranti also comes. And that time is very, the whole month is very auspicious month for us in South India also. Whole of India, I think, Nagar Sankirtam, everything people will be doing. Lot of pujas and worships. That one month, usually people do not do any social events. Mainly, specifically for religious activities, they keep it. Even music festival happens in that month only in Chennai. Okay, so, Masanam Margasirshaha Aham. Okay, that is the time. Krishna specifically says, I am that month. Okay, Margasirshaha. The reason why it is very cold, usually that's the winter season, and also it's sometimes raining also, and then rainy season also, sometimes rains may be there, very cold, it gets cold also, and maybe specifically, it's some people's, some vrittikaras, some people who have other commentators also write like this. Mainly for keeping the time, they keep it for prayer because they cannot do much outside. That's what they say. I don't know about it. Anyway, Krishna says, I'm among those months, of all the months, I am Margasirshaha. Okay. Then, Krutu Nam Kusumakaraha, as I said, we follow in India 6 seasons. Okay. Vasantarutuhu, Varsharutuhu, Vasantarutuhu, actually, Vasantarutuhu is the spring. Varsha Rutuhu, rainy season. Sharat is the autumn. Hemantaha, again, we call it pre-winter. Shishira, winter. Grishma, summer. And then we have 6 seasons. Pre-winter, and then post-winter, then summer, autumn, rainy season. We also have this spring season. So, Grishma is the summer. Vasanta Rutuhu, Vasanta Kalaha, Varsha Kalaha, Sarat Kalaha, Hemanta Kala, Hemanta Rutuhu, Hemanta Kalaha are Shishira Rutuhu, Shishira Kala, Grishma Rutuhu. So, if the whole year, 12 months of the year are divided into 6 seasons. Rutuhu means one particular season. So, Shad Ritavaha, these six seasons are there. And each season only has 2 months. Actually speaking, summer, Grishma, they only say 2 months, but not 2 months. We have 4 months, 5 months. 4 months, very hot, especially North India, not in Coimbatore, other places. Okay. So, mostly, suppose you say in North India, winter is Delhi, you know, like in worst like London, very cold in winter time. But anyway, we separate this all the whole 12 months are divided into 6 seasons, which means 2 months. Each season is supposed to stay there for 2 months. Okay, that's the thing. And here Krishna says, Vasanta Rutu, of all the seasons, the most pleasant season, most enjoyable season is Vasanta season, Vasanta Rutu, which is the Kusumakaraha. Kusumakaraha is another name for Vasanta Rutu. She says, Aham Vasanta Rutuhu. Anything enjoyable, pleasant is Bhagavan says it is him. Dyutam chalayatamasmi. Tejas tejasvi namaham jayosmi vyavasayosmi sattvam sattvavatamaham dyutam chalayatamasmi dyutam chalayatamasmi dyutam chalayatamasmi tejas tejas tejasvi namaham Jayosmi vyavasayosmi sattvam sattvavatamaham. Now, chalayati means deceives. Chalayati deceives. Chalayan, deceiver. The one who deceives is, the deceiving person is chalayan purushaha. Chalayatam, shatru anta shabda, possessive purusha. Chalayatam, of the people who, the deceitful people, the deceivers, deceitful people, deceivers, among them, Bhagavan says, Dyutam, Dyutam is this game of gambling. I am the game of gambling among all the deceitful people, deceitful practices. The Chalayan Purushaha is a deceitful person, but here is not the person. It is the practice. what type of practice? So deceitful practice. I mean, the practice, anything which involves deceit, deception. So it's called deceitful practices. Chalayatam. The people also chalayan, chalayantaha. The practice also chalayan. Okay, you can take it as both. But here it is practice. Among all the deceitful practices, aham dyutam. This game of gambling. Okay. Why? Because why it is called the deceitful? What is it which deceives a person? See, anything which we do and which is capable of gradually robbing away our discriminative capacity, the discerning power, anything gradually which robs away our discerning capacity, discriminative capacity, power, is actually said to be a deceitful practice. Okay, slowly we lose our discriminative capacity, it seems. Because all the time you think only of how to cheat other person, deceit. That is why. These are such things. So deceitful activities, deceitful practices, deceitful habits, you can say activities. There, human beings, animals, poor animals have no problem. They don't have any problems. Only for human beings the problem. Human beings only are involved in such things because they only have willpower, they only have right and wrong knowledge, they only have the knowledge of self-existence. The human beings alone have this problem also. Even no animal intends to deceit, they're programmed to deceit. Animal is programmed to deceit, but a human being can think, plan and deceive others. Therefore, this deceitful activities and practices, among them, the such things which really a human being is easily taken over, easily, you know, that can easily have a ride on human being, which means human being can be taken for a ride. Among them, aham dyutam, you know, it's a gambling. Okay, there's so many things are there. You can say, you know, being given to improper relationships, being given to the intoxicating drinks such as alcohol and drugs. If I say, hey, it will be very funny, okay, the very pub culture. Bhagavan says, I can say that. It's very odd to say for people who are there. But anyway, in the cards, all those games, dice, you know, all of them come under the category of the gambling ones. Bhagavan says, among all of them, aham dyutam. Tejas tejasvinamaham. So, tejas means brilliance, tejas means power, energy, you can say many words here. So, here we should take it as intelligent people. So, Tejasvinam, Tejas, one who has Tejas is Tejasvi. Among the brilliant people, I'm the very brilliance. And the intelligent people, I'm the very intelligence. Very simple. So wherever you find any intelligence, any individual being, and that intelligent person's intelligence, brilliant person's brilliance is Bhagavan. You must be able to appreciate the brilliance, intelligence in any intelligent person as Bhagavan's vibhuti. Bhagavan says that is me. So sometimes when you see people who are very intelligent, it may provoke jealousy in us. Oh, I'm not as intelligent as him. Instead, we can see it hereafter as Bhagavan's vibhuti. So we can handle the jealousy or anger, whatever it is. So Bhagavan says, aham tejasvinam, aham tejas. That Jayaha Asmi, ವ್ಯವಸಾಯೋಸ್ಮಿ ಸತ್ವಂ ಸತ್ವತಾಮಹಂ. ಜಯೋಸ್ಮಿ ವ್ಯವಸಾಯೋಸ್ಮಿ ಸತ್ವಂ ಸತ್ವತಾಮಹಂ. ಸೊ ವ್ಯವಸಾಯ ಅಸ್ಮಿ, ಜಯ ಅಸ್ಮಿ, ಸತ್ವಂ ಅಸ್ಮಿ, ಸತ್ವತಾಂ ಅಹಂ. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಜಯ ವ್ಯವಸಾಯ ಸತ್ವಂ. ಜಯ ವಿಕ್ಟರಿ, ಓಕೆ. ದೆನ್ ವ್ಯವಸಾಯ, ಆಮ್ ವ್ಯವಸಾಯ ಅಸ್ಮಿ, ಆಮ್ ಸತ್ವಂ ಅಸ್ಮಿ. ಸೊ ಸತ್ವವತಾಂ, ಸೊ ಸತ್ವಂ ಸತ್ವವಾನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಸತ್ವಂ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸತ್ವವಾನ್. ಲೈಕ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಗುಣವಾನ್ ಧನವಾನ್, ಸತ್ವವಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ತಕಾರ ಅಂತ ಪುಲ್ಲಿಂಗ ಶಬ್ದ. ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಸತ್ವಂ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸತ್ವವಾನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಸತ್ವವಂತ ಪ್ಲುರಲ್, ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸತ್ವಗುಣಂ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸತ್ವವಂತ. ಅಂಡ್ ಪೊಸಿಸಿವ್ ಪ್ಲುರಲ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್, ಸತ್ವವತಾಂ. ಸೊ ಸತ್ವವಾನ್ ಸತ್ವವಂತೌ ಸತ್ವವಂತ. ಇನ್ ಪಾಸಿಟಿವ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಸತ್ವವತ ಸತ್ವವತೋ ಸತ್ವವತಾಂ. ಸೊ ಸತ್ವವತಾಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್, ಸೊ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಿಡಾಮಿನೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕ್, ಅಮಂಗ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಿಡಾಮಿನೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕ್, ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದಿ ವೆರಿ ಸತ್ವಗುಣ. ಐ ಆಮ್ ದಿ ವೆರಿ ಸತ್ವಗುಣ which enables a person to be called a sattvic person. So among the sattvic person, in every sattvic person, what makes a person sattvic is sattva gunaha. I am that very sattva gunaha. I am the sattvam in all the sattvic people. Not among, of, in every sattvic person, I am the sattva gunaha. Okay? Sattva Gunaha actually stands for what? It is Sattva Gunaha which alone contributes for enjoying. Sattva Gunaha contributes for enjoying the Sattva Vrittihi in the mind. Sattvic mental disposition. Sattva Gunaha contribute for Sattvic mental disposition. And only the person has Sattvic mental disposition, the person can, the more a person enjoys sattvic mental disposition, more joy he can enjoy, more pleasure he can enjoy. So enjoyment of peace and pleasure, joy, etc. is possible only if a person has certain degree of sattvic nature, sattva gunaha. That's even for attainment of jnanam. So sensitivity, subtleness of the mind, all these things are possible only if a person is predominantly sattvic. So I am the sattvic sattva gunaha in those people who have sattva, which actually is important for even spiritually, even for a person to become spiritually inclined, one must have sattva guna. Then to pursue spiritual knowledge, one must have sattva guna. To attain spiritual knowledge, of course, one must definitely have spiritual sattva guna. I am the very sattva gunaha. Because Rajogunaha will drive a person, do things, make a person spiritual, materially inclined. Predominance of Rajoguna will make a person materially inclined. Sattvaguna will make a person spiritually inclined. Therefore, Bhagavan says, I am Sattvagunaha. Then vyavasayaha asmi. Vyavasayaha literally means effort. Vyavasayaha means effort. So here specifically, effort is required for achieving artha, kama, dharma, moksha. For everything, effort is required. But here, the effort, if a person is predominantly sattvic, and all his predominantly sattvic person's efforts will be for accomplishing a spiritual upliftment only. Therefore, the effort, vyavasayaha means effort, not agriculture, but vyavasayaha means effort here. The effort, okay, the effort needed for accomplishing, fulfilling one's spiritual ends, or desire for accomplishing the spiritual ends also is possible only if a person has the sattva guna. So the vyavasaya, the effort supported by sattvic nature, then it is meant for, that vyavasaya effort is for spiritual accomplishment. Bhagavan says, I am the very effort in every effort on the part of every sattvic person. I am the sattva guna. I am also effort of a sattvic person for spiritual accomplishments. Then jayaha asmi, and also victory. Jayaha literally means victory. So victory means what? Accomplishment itself is victory. Therefore, effort for vyavasayaha, the person of sattvic nature, his efforts will be definitely for living a life of dharma, living a life of karma yoga. So effort to follow life of values, live a life of values, effort to accomplish antakarna shuddhi, effort to accomplish antakarna naishchalyam, effort for prayer, effort for praying, effort for worship, effort for chanting, effort for doing any good karma, effort for doing reaching out activities, effort, all the efforts a person of sattvic nature will do for doing good things. Therefore, all that effort is what Bhagavan says, I am that effort. Even effort to study Shastram, effort to attend the class, effort to attain Jnanam, effort to earn one's livelihood in conformity, universe, following Dharma. Any effort made by a sattvic person is what Bhagavan says, I am that effort. Not only that, he says, I'm also victory, jayaha. And such an effort should culminate in what? Victory. Okay. The person, sattvika, sattva guna, I am sattva guna and sattvic person. All the efforts of sattvic person also I am. And then that the sattvic person's genuine efforts will lead to his accomplishment, such success, victory in his life. And the success, the victory accomplished by sattvic person also I am. I am the victory, which means I am the very grace. I am the very grace. Bhagavan does not differentiate grace. Grace of Bhagavan, we don't need to say grace is Bhagavan. Okay? Bhagavan is the name of grace. Which means for a person to be a person of sattva gunaha, to make appropriate, adequate efforts and to become successful in one's life, one must make the best use of one's willpower. So when a person who makes the best use of his willpower, and he will have, there is, his effort is, you know, there, and Bhagavan's effort also will be there in the form of grace, anugraha. Okay? That's called blessing. That is why always it is said, accomplishment of anything involves one's own effort in conformity with Dharma, then Bhagavan's grace together brings a success in time. Okay. Vrishni nam vasudevosmi pandavanam dhananjayah muni nam apyaham vyasah kavinamushana kavihi. Vrishni nam vasudevosmi pandavanam dhananjayah muni nam apyaham vyasah kavinamushana kavihi. We have to make a subtle note of subtle point here. When Bhagavan says, I am sattva gunaha, I am the effort of made by any sattvic person, I'm the victory, means what? Bhagavan is manifest in the form of Bhagavan. It is all Bhagavan's vibhuti. So we can see what is Bhagavan. Bhagavan also supportive of anything. Okay. Vrishni nam vasudevosmi pandavanam dhananjayah muni nam ಪ್ಯಹಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಃ ಕವೀನಾಮುಶನಾ ಕವಿಹಿ. ಸೊ ವೃಷ್ಣಿ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಕುಲ. ವೃಷ್ಣಿ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಕುಲ, ವೃಷ್ಣಿ ಕುಲ. ವೃಷ್ಣೀನಾಮ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ ಟು ದಿ ವೃಷ್ಣೀಸ್. ವೃಷ್ಣಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎ ಕ್ಷತ್ರಿಯ. ವೃಷ್ಣೀನಾಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಕ್ಲಾನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ಷತ್ರಿಯಸ್, ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ಲಾನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ಷತ್ರಿಯಸ್, ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ಲಾನ್ ಆಫ್ ವೃಷ್ಣೀಸ್. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಅಹಂ ವಾಸುದೇವ, ಐ ಎಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಟೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಎಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್? ಐ ಎಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಅಹಂ ವಾಸುದೇವ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಎಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. When Krishna says, I am Krishna, what when he says, I am Krishna means that the first I am stands for Brahma, Chaitanyam, consciousness. Second, Krishna stands for the Krishna who is now talking. Amazing, isn't it? Vrishni naam aham vasudevaha. Got it? Yeah. So I am among all the people who belong to Vrishni Vamsha. Okay, Vrishni Vamsha, Aham Vasudevaha. Krishna says, I am Vasudeva, son of Vasudeva. Vasudeva son, Vasudevaha means he is objective towards his own body, mind, sense complex. He says, and his own the jiva obtaining in the form of Krishna. Pandavanam Aham Dhananjayaha. So Dhananjaya is another name of Arjuna. So among all the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. So Muni Naam Api Aham Vyasaha. Among all the sages, I am Vyasa. Kavi Naam Ushana Kavihi. Ushana is the name of Shukracharya. Okay, Shukracharya's name is Ushana. Shukracharya is supposed to be the first Bhagavan said Mrihaspati, now he is Ushanakavihi. Ushanakavihi is a Shukracharya, another sage who is actually the guru of Asuras. Asura Guru, I am the Asura Guru, Bhagavan says. Deva Guru Bhagavan, Asura Guru Bhagavan. But students can be Asuras or Suras, Devas. So if you say Vrishni, Vrishni Vamshaha, means even Yadu Vamshaha, Krishna is always known as Yadavaha, Yadukula Tilakaha, Yadavaha, actually cowherd boy, the family of people, know who really rear cattle. Krishna belongs to that family, Yadava. You know, the only job is take all the cows, graze them, bring them back, and then they'll rear cattle, rarers, Yadavas. Krishna was born in that family as a, even though he was Yashoda, Vasudeva's son, but he was raised as Yadava also, Nandagopa's house. So he says, Aham Krishna, son of Vasudeva. Which means here Bhagavan Krishna wants to say the Bhagavan incarnated as Lord Krishna, being, you know, born as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Therefore, he says, not an people who are born of their own punya papa karma pala are ordinary mortals. But when Bhagavan, without any karma, there is karma palam of the act of prayer of the many people society, when nature itself arranges something, such a birth is called avatara. Say Krishna says, I am avatara purusha. Krishna was born in Vrishni Vamsha. But anyway, avatara Krishna, Bhagavan Shastram does not talk much about avatara. Puranas talk about avatara. is you can be accepted, but even then, avatara, even if a person is avatara, it is of not great use for us. We have to work for our jnanam, for our moksha. That's what is the meaning. Then, Pandavanam Dhananjayaha. Pandavanam Dhananjayaha. So whether how great Krishna was, why Krishna is great? Such a question may come. And the whole Mahabharata story, how Krishna was supporting, how he was supporting Dharma, and how he helped Pandavas win, and what all things happened at every Krishna's life, whole life with tea. See, from day one till the last day, there's so many things happened. Everything is for preserving, maintaining Dharma, supporting Dharma, and all what all happened also, you can see miracles, those things we can see what Avatara Purusha was able to do. Finally, even he played a role of Bhagavad Guru in battlefield. He taught Arjuna the whole Bhagavad Gita, the essence of Upanishads, which means Bhagavad Gita happens to be the teaching of Bhagavan. And even today, even the Mahabharata is a fiction story and all that, but still, the teaching is still today, it is available, which means it has certain mahatvam, greatness about it. Okay. So, Pandavanam Dhananjayaha. All the Pandavas were very great, but still, Arjuna was beloved of Krishna. Because Arjuna was, all of them were great, all of them were highly righteous, all of them were well informed, all of them were strictly following Dharma, all of them were very strong and valorous, and in every respect, all of them were great, shining, compared to Dhritarashtra's sons could not stand near them. That is the main reason. The 100 of them, but they were none of them. They were not as really great as Pandavas. But among the Pandavas also, Arjuna was very special. And he had Krishna as his guru. He got wisdom. That's why, that's Krishna, Arjuna's. That doesn't mean Dharmaputra, Yudhishthiraha, Nakulaha, Sahadevaha, all of them are Bhima, ordinary people, all of them, every one of them, has one's own. Everyone has one's own greatness. Everyone has one's own very special qualities. And in fact, Mahabharata is, we have to see how great they are. Each one of them, Mahadeva, Nakula, Sahadeva, all of them are very great in their own individual characters. As individual characters, in their own lives, they're all proved their greatness. But still, Arjuna was very special. So Krishna says, Arjunaha Dhananjayaha. And among all the munis, of course, Vyasa. You know why? You know that very well. 4 Vedas were compiled by Vyasa. 36 Puranas were written by Vyasa. 36, 18 Mahapuranas, 18 Upapuranas. Brahma Sutrani were written by Vyasa. The one who has done the thorough analysis of the Uttaramimamsa. Vyasa was the first to have done the thorough analysis of Uttaramimamsa. There must have been acharyas even before Vyasa. We don't know. Only Brahma Sutrani are the proof that Vyasa had gurus. Vyasa's time we do not know. Shankara's time itself we do not know. Such great Vyasa. Therefore, and Krishna says, Aham Vyasaha. There is a special day every year. Vyasa Purnima is celebrated. Guru Purnima celebrated as Vyasa Purnima. Because Vyasa is specially remembered, but for whose efforts we would not have had all the mantras of 4 Vedas. Maybe he really made it because of his compilation. Actually, we were able to enjoy the Vedas, even though we do not know what all the Vedas, but still Vyasa's contribution is there in preserving and contributing it for the parampara. And apart from that, all the Puranas, every Puranam, no, not an ordinary thing. I don't know how much imagination, how much thinking, how much knowledge you must go through Purana and see. First of all, language, then the content, the way it is presented. There, the nuances of the language, grammar, and then imagination, the story presentation, everything you see, Vyasa is really Bhagavan. Vyasa is said to be an avatar of Vishnu himself. Anyway, that is Vyasa. Bhagavan Krishna says, I am Vyasaha. In fact, Pooja Swamiji says, Vyasa had the fortune of having Ganesha as his stenographer. Okay? That means you can imagine how great Vyasa was. Okay. The Kavinam Ushanakavihi. Ushanakavihi is also said to be a great rishi. The other is called Shukracharya. He is Asura Guru. Even though he is Asura Guru, but he is a great rishi. He teaches a good things only, but they won't listen. That's the problem. But he is popular. He happened to be guru of all Asuras. Shukracharya. Therefore, Krishna says, I am Shukracharya. He is a great seer, great rishi, and who is known as Ushanakavihi. So, the word Kavihi means, Kavihi is another word for Rishihi. Kavihi means Kranta Drishtihi Yasya Saha Kavihi. Kranta Drishtihi Yasya Saha Kavihi. Or Kranta Darshi or Kranta Drishtihi Yasya Saha Kavihi. It means one who is capable of seeing much far ahead. One who is capable of seeing much more than what one's eyes can see. One who is capable of seeing much before what is going to happen in future. Krant drishtihi yasya asti saha kranta darshi. He is called Kavihi. So Ushana Kavihi. And he is Shankaracharya. Bhagavan Krishna says, I am that Kavihi, Ushana Kavihi. I'm going to stop here. Yeah, so we can continue next week.
Sure.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.